When he made the announcement about Russian hacking, Governor DeSantis was quick to point out that no votes were tampered with, but he also said he had to sign a non-disclosure agreement with the FBI to not reveal which counties had been hacked. This announcement apparently came as a surprise to election officials. In an interview with NPR, Paul Lux, president of the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Elections, said he hadn't even heard a whisper about such a breach. Susanna Goodman is director of election security for Common Cause, a nonpartisan nonprofit that works to uphold the core values of American democracy. She says that while she completely supports the cybersecurity evaluation, she wishes the federal government would help pay for it.
That review is going to happen with what money? It should come with federal money, and there's no federal money going to the state. So I'm glad that review is going to happen, but it's going to be expensive. I mean, the review can't happen without expertise, and expertise costs money.
Election systems were deemed to be critical infrastructure by the federal government in 2017, and the Florida Department of State distributed more than $14 million in federal election security grants to supervisors of elections last year. But Goodman says it appears there is no money for states to improve election security being considered on Capitol Hill at this point in time. The governor's announcement about a security review came with few details other than saying the Florida Department of State shall develop a plan to identify and address any vulnerabilities it uncovers. Mike Canary, WGCU News.